those chivalrous fish of the ocean, to the ladies forbearing and mild. Though his record be dark, the man-eating shark will eat neither woman nor child. He dines upon seamen and skippers, and tourists his hunger assuage, and a fresh cabin boy will inspire him with joy if he's past the maturity age. A doctor, a lawyer, a preacher, he'll gobble one any fine day, but the ladies, God bless them, he'll only address them politely and go on his way. I can readily cite you an instance where a lovely young lady of Bream, who was tender and sweet and delicious to eat, fell into the bay with a scream. She struggled and flounced in the water and signaled in vain for her bark, and she'd surely been drowned if she hadn't been found by a chivalrous man-eating shark. He bowed in a manner most polished, thus soothing her impulses wild. "Don't be frightened," he said, "I've been properly bred and will eat neither woman nor child." Then he offered his fin and she took it, such a gallantry none can dispute, while the passengers cheered as the vessel they neared and a broadside was fired in salute. And they soon stood alongside the vessel when a life-saving dinghy was lowered with the pick of the crew and her relatives too and the mate and the skipper aboard. So they took her aboard in a jiffy and the shark stood attention the while. Then he raised on his flipper and ate up the skipper and went on his way with a smile. This shows that the prince of the ocean, to the ladies forbearing and mild, though his record be dark, the man-eating shark will eat neither woman nor child.